From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama's chief of staff is defending the administration's response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Rahm Emanuel says they've had to push BP all along the way.
They had a system in place, not extensive enough, not fast enough. And so we've made them go from 25 to 50,000 barrels by the end of this month. And we think by mid-July, for basically making them pick up their game, they can get to 90%.
Emanuel was speaking on ABC's This Week. He also criticized BP chief executive Tony Hayward, who attended a yacht race off the coast of England yesterday. Emanuel says Hayward's committed another in a long line of public relations gaffes. Temperatures are soaring along the Gulf Coast, but getting some relief in the water is becoming increasingly tricky. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports that more and more oil from BP's leaking well is washing ashore.
Tarballs are now coming ashore on the beach at Panama City, Florida, the farthest east they've been spotted so far. Washing stations are now open in some areas for people to clean oil off if they step on the globs. In Alabama, Governor Bob Riley is vacationing at the beach with his family to convince tourists that strolling on the sand is safe. Swimming may not be. State officials there are advising people to stay out of the water. But some cities are allowing visitors to take a dip if there are no tarballs present. In Mississippi, all state waters are open for recreation, but patches of crude and tarballs are now reported on a barrier island. Louisiana remains hardest hit by the oil, with crews continuing to clean off beaches and block off waterways from bringing more oil into already contaminated wetlands. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
United Nations aid agencies are ramping up delivery of relief supplies to victims of ethnic clashes in Kyrgyzstan. Several agencies are planning airlifts, as Lisa Schleim reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency estimates some 300,000 people are internally displaced in Kyrgyzstan, and another 100,000 have taken refuge in Uzbekistan. Spokesman Andrei Mihajlovic says the agency is airlifting relief supplies into Kyrgyzstan over the weekend.
There will be two Ilyushin 76 cargo planes carrying 80 tons of relief items arriving to Osh in southern Kyrgyzstan. The initial assistance is there to help cover the immediate needs of about 15,000 people.
The World Food Programme says it will start delivering 110 tons of high-energy biscuits to Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan today. This will provide daily rations for more than 200,000 people. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
At least 26 people have been killed and more than 50 wounded in a twin car bombing in the Iraqi capital today. The bombs exploded outside a state-run bank. The cars were parked near each other and blew up almost simultaneously. This is NPR News. Authorities in Rwanda have rejected charges that they attempted to assassinate an exiled former army chief in South Africa. NPR's Ophebe Quist-Arkton reports that he's in critical condition in a hospital in Johannesburg.
The wife of a former Rwandan army chief of staff, General Faustin Kayumba Nyamwasa, said her husband was shot in the stomach by a lone gunman who aimed at his head as they sat in the car in the driveway of their Johannesburg home. The assailant got away. Nyamwasa fled into exile in South Africa earlier this year after criticizing his erstwhile ally, Rwandan President Paul Kagame, accusing him of corruption and dictatorship. Kagame charges his one-time confidant of trying to undermine his authority and of being behind a series of grenade attacks in the Rwandan capital Kigali this year. Rosette Kayumba told journalists she was convinced the attempt on her husband's life was a warning by the Rwandan leader, a charge the government has denied. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.
Forecasters are warning that tropical storm Celia in the Pacific could become a hurricane soon. Todd Kimberlane is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
The high sustained winds now are estimated using satellite imagery to be 65 miles per hour. And there's a good chance that Celia is going to go on and become a hurricane during the next day or two.
Kimberlane says the storm is not a threat to land, but the Hurricane Center is warning that large ocean swells from Celia could produce dangerous surf along portions of Mexico's Pacific coast. Celia is off the coast of southern Mexico. It's the third named storm of the Pacific hurricane season. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.